The North Bay and District U-16 AAA Trappers battled back from a 4-1 deficit to defeat the Kapuskasing Flyers 5-4 in overtime on Sunday afternoon at Memorial Gardens. Underage defenseman Sam Rivett's second goal of the game with 25 seconds left in overtime was the difference as he ripped a shot through the legs of Flyers goaltender Colton Gregory. The victory is the first in the Great North U-18 season for the young Trappers, who improved to 1-5-0-1 on the season. They fell on Saturday night at home 4-3 to the Flyers in the first end of the weekend doubleheader. This team has had a difficult time believing in themselves and fighting through adversity in the early part of this season, admitted veteran U-16 AAA Trappers head coach Scott Huke. As a coaching staff, our focus has been emphasizing keeping the game simple, competing every shift and supporting each other. Last night we deserved a better outcome, and today, despite being down early, they were resilient, believed in themselves and got the result they deserved. This was a big W for this group, and we believe this can be a stepping stone in a long season. However, the game did not start the way the Trappers wanted. After a sluggish start, the Trappers fell behind 4-1 after 20 minutes, and the Flyers chased starter Owen Haru after 3 goals. Haru was replaced after the third goal by underage affiliate goaltender Carson Ruddy. Simon Tupin had the lone tally in the first period after Flyers goals by Damian Lemoyne, J.P. Audras, Peyton Latosky, and Nicholas Saucier. Ruddy held the fort the rest of the way as starter Jackson Curran was not available to come in due to injury. The Trappers responded in the second period as Brant Romaniuk and Sam Rivett scored goals less than 2 minutes apart to cut into the Flyers' lead as the two teams went into the dressing room after two periods with a 4-3 Flyers lead. The Trappers came out strong in the third period as Hudson Prisco-Duquette put home a Sam Rivett pass through the legs of Gregory to even the score 4-4 less than 2 minutes into the third period. The score remained that way until the late stages of 3-on-3 overtime, as both teams had close calls with Bryden Schenk nearly ending the game and Casey Chevalier almost roofing a goal past Ruddy in the extra time. The U-16 Trappers are back on the ice next weekend as they take on their hometown rivals the U-18 AAA Trappers next Saturday and Sunday afternoon at the Powassan Sportsplex.